need to take a couple of minutes here and talk about those events and activities, as on Fridays we like to do, and as we continue to tell you that we don't nearly have as many events and activities as we have had in the past, but if your organization is finding ways to start to do events, activities, and we'd like to hear from you. You can directly email me and let me know what's going on, charlie@wsgw.com, or our news site, news@wsgw.com, is a good way to get the messages in. For example, tonight is the final night in the Friday at the Falls, where the musicians perform, and you can show up using your social distancing, and masks are recommended, too, from the folks who put on the Friday at the Falls. But, yeah, the show begins at 6 o'clock, the 3rd Street Waterfall Park in Bay City, and the Josh Ramsey's Band featured this week as the final performance for this summer's Friday at the Falls. The Michigan Heroes Museum in Frankenmuth wants to remind you that the museum officially opened again on this past Monday, and in advance of September 2nd, which will be the 75th anniversary date of the signing of the surrender of the Japanese for World War II. Going on now until October 31st is a special display that covers most of the major campaigns of World War II. And each display contains the stories of Michigan men and women who have served. Uniforms, items, and stories on display of how Michigan heroes were battling in World War II. The Michigan Heroes Museum is open 10 till 5 daily. It's at 1250 Weiss Street in Frankenmuth. General admission is $7. Seniors are $6, and students through high school are $3. 5 and under get in free. Michigan Heroes Museum is accessible online, michiganmilitarymuseum.com, michiganmilitarymuseum.com. The Great Lakes Bay Health Centers, in partnership with Latinos United for Saginaw, is going to have a COVID-19 pop-up testing event. And this is going on next Tuesday, September 1st, on your calendar, from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m., and this will be available as long as supply lasts to be able to do testing. Anyone can get tested. It's a drive-through. You don't need a doctor's order. You will need to bring your ID and insurance card. If you're uninsured, you can still be tested, but if you have the insurance card, please bring it along with an ID. While it's drive-through, some walk-up testing could be done too, even if you don't have symptoms. You could still have the virus, and that's why you should still be tested to find out your status. Also, along with the COVID-19, HIV screening is going to be offered as well. This is the Great Lakes Bay Health Centers at the Holy Family Catholic Church. That's at 1525 South Washington in Saginaw, Tuesday, September 1st, 2 p.m. until 5 p.m., or again, as long as the supply lasts in order to do the testing. Coming up next Wednesday, another chance to participate in the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. It's a drive-through, first come, first serve. And this is at the First Presbyterian Church, 121 South Harrison, corner of Court and Webster, Wednesday and every Wednesday, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Next Wednesday is a special blood drive happening at the Dow Event Center in the atrium. September is National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. It's a great time to bring attention, so the blood folks say, to a genetic blood disease that affects millions of people. And from 1 until 7 p.m. next Wednesday, you can make your blood donations and help save lives. And again, the Dow Event Center at the atrium. To find out more, especially by making appointments, walk-ins are welcome, but appointments would certainly help too. You call 866-MI-BLOOD, 866-MI-BLOOD for more. A reminder, by the way, that the Bay City, the Historical Museum of Bay County, I should say, has reopened after many months of being closed. There are certain restrictions to number of visitors in the building at one time, social distancing and masks and all that. 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. weekdays, the Historical Museum of Bay County will be open. Still closed on Saturdays, though, until further notice. Right there on Washington Avenue. If you want to know more, go to bchsmuseum.org, bchsmuseum.org. Saginaw Art Museum and the Temple Theater are teaming up for a 100 for 100 campaign. It's designed for you to have a chance to help support the Saginaw Art Museum and Temple Theater. 100 people are looked to contribute $100 each to help keep the organizations moving forward. If you'd like to support the Saginaw Art Museum and the Temple Theater, you can do so with your 100 for 100 gifts. Go to templetheater.org for more information. That's templetheater.org, and spell theater with the R-E. The Alzheimer's Association and its Fight to End Alzheimer's Walk is coming September 12th. That's very soon. And instead of hosting a large gathering, this year the Alzheimer's Association has encouraged participants to walk as individuals or in small groups where your walking can be done, especially with all the great trails that we have in the region. And you can still register and receive updates and help to make some money raised for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. Visit alz.org/walk, alz.org/walk, to find out more. That's coming September the 12th. Reminder that we have the Pulse 3 Foundation, September 1st through the 12th, is providing virtual races in place of its annual Run for Your Heart community races. And it's a chance for you to help with the fundraising and the awareness to fight heart disease. This is again with the Pulse 3 Foundation, September 1st through the 12th. If you'd like to know information about how you can get involved, runforyourheart.org. Runforyourheart.org is the way to do that. The Girls on the Run Saginaw Bay have opened up registration for the 2020 fall season. Flexible programming available to accommodate all the changes going on, especially with the school year and such. Girls can register for the Girls on the Run Saginaw Bay going on now, and your registration can be done online. You head to the site gotrsaginawbay.org, Girls on the Run, gotrsaginawbay.org. And a reminder that the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging is continuing to offer the free vision, dental, and hearing aid programs for those who are 60 years or older. And this is for participants of, or caregivers of age 60 or older. You could be 60 or you could be a caregiver of those 60 or older. Free services that are being offered through September 30th. This includes free services while the funding lasts, so until it's depleted. If it's depleted earlier than September 30th, then the free services would have to be discontinued. But find out more about the opportunities. Call 800-858-1637, 800-858-1637, or online, region7aaa.org, Area Agency on Aging, region7aaa.org.